Justin Bruns is a violinist. He's the second seat violinist, the associate concertmaster in the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Justin, good to see you again.
It's great to see you as well.
I understand you've lost your voice a bit this week, so disclaimer, this is not how you usually sound, right?
That's right.
Thanks for coming in anyway.
It's a pleasure.
So Vivaldi's Four Seasons is one of the most popular Baroque works, period. And I'm curious about your history with it.
Believe it or not, I never officially learned the Four Seasons or any part of it growing up. Serendipitously, I was approached a few weeks after the verbal agreement to play these pieces here at the symphony from an orchestra in Lima, Peru. They asked if I knew the piece and if I was available in the fall. And the fun answer was, I will know it and I will make myself available. So I got a little trial run down in Lima. That day, the weather changed from about 30% humidity to 85% humidity, and the AC gave out, and my E-string popped at the end of the spring concerto, which was really amusing, and I think maybe more amusing for the audience. But I, as gracefully as I could, finished the concerto and then said something silly like, you know, springtime is a time for renewal, and I need to put a new E string on, so I'll be right back. So I got that fun trial run, which was a really great opportunity for me to just see what worked and to get all the nerves out before playing for a home audience. Learning them as an adult was far more satisfying and enjoyable than I thought it was going to be, because as students, you have a teacher to give you instructions or directions, but I didn't have that. And so I wanted to make sure that I was being as true to the spirit of the piece as possible. I listened to tons of recordings on YouTube and on other platforms, and I bought the two different editions, critical editions, to see the differences and make sure.
Of the sheet music?
Of the sheet music, uh-huh. And then the fun part really came about being very experimental when I was practicing. There are these poems that go along with each season.
A sonnet, sort of doggerel, correct, describing the heat and the chills and the dogs and the birds and
harvest. What this pictorial image was that the music was trying to represent. And so I pushed myself to encompass that as much as possible, to saturate the music with this imagery. I'm really grateful in the end that there was a reason for me to learn them so intimately and deeply, because it was awesome for me.
Give me an example of some imagery and how you brought that out in the music.
In spring, there are a number of bird calls, and some of them I actually did some Google sound searches for to see how close it was. But the second I started thinking about, okay, what would it sound like in nature, there came a freedom in the moment to mess around with the bird calls, which was really fun. Some of them were call and response with the principal cello player, who for this concert was Karen Freer, and she was such a good sport and super game for trying things out and rehearsing things. And so there was this really fun interplay there. In winter, it's all about being cold and all about dealing with the outside forces. The teeth chattering and feet stomping, I didn't really understand beforehand how much impact you could make in the actual concerto movement. And so that was really fun. In summer, basically the whole concerto is about worrying about and anticipating the coming storm. So there's this tension with knowing what's going to happen and not letting it happen until the very last minute in the last movement, which is really fun to think about. In fall, the last movement is a hunt, and the violin is basically the beast. So I really focused on heightening that engagement between being chased and running out of energy, which I didn't really think about before. What's really funny about that Spivey Hall performance is that in summer, my shoulder rest fell off. Maybe a minute into the first movement, when the first cuckoo song goes, it fell off because I think I bonked it putting my violin up. And so I played the whole summer without shoulder rest.
With the ASO, you've played violin solos in Bach oratorios and things like that. You seem to have an affinity for Baroque music. Do you have any training in historically informed performance practice, or do you just pick up the right accent for the piece?
I had some Baroque performance classes in my undergrad, and I also served as concertmaster for Boulder Bach Festival. I think the thing about performing Baroque music is that when you play on a modern instrument, you need to recognize, I think, as a performer, that you aren't necessarily going to give the most authentic performance, something that would have happened 300 years ago. But I do try to keep that as a foundation. There is such an authentic aspect of breathing and lung space in how it's produced. I think the way instruments, the bows were constructed back then, where you don't have this possibility for deep, heavy, aggressive sounds or even long sustained notes, feeds into this idea of how organs produce their sound or singers sing. And so if you think about breathing in and breathing out inside of phrases, it goes a long way in saying what the music needs to say.
Do you get nervous when you perform or before?
I get nervous all the time. And I think it's a good thing because it means you care and it means that you want to share something meaningful with the audience. The harder I prepare and the more intimately in my mind I know the piece and the notes and the execution of gestures, the better off I am in a performance. The other thing, which I think is very human, is the more you do something, the easier it is because of a familiarity level. But I think being nervous means really good things about performing and being human.
Since the last time we chatted, you have moved up a seat from third to second seat, and that doesn't happen automatically. There's a national search, and you had to pass a very formal audition for this.
That's correct.
Somehow they promoted from within. How'd you pull that off?
I don't know, I think, but by the graces of everyone else. I had been acting as associate for a number of years, and in that time, what developed for me was this mission to figure out what my section and what my SEM partner needed to be better at their jobs. And I think the best thing that happened for those 3 years was that it became less about me and less about spotlight and more about doing our best job, you know, for ourselves and also for our community. And so when they finally announced that we would be filling that permanently, I mean, there was no question that I wanted to take it. If there had been another candidate better, playing better in the audition, I would have been fine with it. But there was something there that made me feel like, also, I don't want to lose this because it's come to mean quite a bit to me. And the way I prepared for that audition, I felt like more wholly committed than I had in a long time to auditions.
When you were hired, you were a baby-faced 20-something, and you've changed a lot since then. And I've often thought that you in particular were overdue for a new headshot on the wall and in programs. And I've noticed some new fanciful headshots or portraits of Atlanta Symphony musicians making the rounds on social media. Apparently everyone was overdue. Tell me about the photo shoot and what image or images you ended up with.
So you are totally right. I am now a middle-aged man.
With a beard.
With a beard. That's graying already. There was a push at the symphony to do new headshots for everyone with a slightly more informal or laid back bent. I was super excited for this to happen because I do not look anything like he could be my younger brother or something at this point. So I showed up and we did a number of different poses. And at the end, the photographer said, now let's do something fun, grab a prop. So I grabbed a rocking horse pony and just tapped into my Western roots and did a nice yeehaw. if you Facebook stalk me, you can see my profile picture for the next 6 months or so, probably. I have not chosen an official headshot yet, but I'm happy to report that there are a number of great and fun options.
Justin Bruns, thanks so much.
It's a pleasure, and it's great to talk to you again. You were one of the first people outside of the symphony that I met when I first moved here for that interview almost 12 years ago. So it's great to be back and talk to you again. Thanks.
Thanks.